Buckle up, truth seekers, because today we're diving deep into the heart of Stoicism, a philosophy that's not just for ancient philosophers in togas, but for modern-day warriors like you. We're going to unpack the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius and his Stoic buddies, and show you how their timeless principles can help you navigate life's challenges with resilience, purpose, and unshakable inner peace. By the end of this episode, you'll have a toolkit of practical strategies for mastering your emotions, finding your purpose, and living a life that's true to your values. You'll learn how to embrace discomfort, overcome obstacles, and cultivate a mindset of gratitude and resilience. Whether you're facing a major life crisis or just trying to navigate the daily grind, Stoicism offers a powerful framework for finding meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. So, get ready to challenge your assumptions, expand your perspective, and discover the transformative power of Stoic philosophy. This is your chance to level up your life and become the best version of yourself. If you liked this video or found it useful, don't forget to hit the like button. Share it with your family and friends and write, "Keep it up," in the comments below. Thank you very much for your continued support. Let's get started. Principle 1. Find your purpose. Live your truth. Hey there, fellow truth seekers. Let's kick off this Stoic journey with a fundamental principle that's as relevant today as it was in ancient Rome. Marcus Aurelius, the OG Stoic philosopher and Roman emperor, was all about finding your purpose and living in alignment with it. In today's hustle and bustle, it's easy to get caught up in the rat race, chasing external validation and shiny objects. But the Stoics remind us that true fulfillment comes from within, from understanding our role in the grand scheme of things and living in harmony with our values. Think of it like this. Your purpose is your North Star, guiding you through life's storms and distractions. It's what gets you out of bed in the morning, fired up to tackle the day's challenges. It's what keeps you focused when temptations try to lure you off course. Now, finding your purpose isn't always a walk in the park. It takes some soul searching, some deep introspection, and maybe even a few wrong turns. But trust me, it's worth it. So, how do you find your purpose? Listen to your gut. What are you naturally drawn to? What activities make you lose track of time? Reflect on your values. What truly matters to you? What are you willing to fight for? Experiment and explore. Try new things, step outside your comfort zone, and see what sparks your soul. As the wise Steve Jobs once said, "Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life." Once you've found your purpose, the real work begins. It's about aligning your daily actions with your values, saying yes to what serves you and no to what doesn't. It's about showing up every day, even when it's tough, and living your truth with integrity and passion. Remember, finding your purpose isn't a one-and-done deal. It's an ongoing journey of self-discovery and growth. So keep exploring, keep reflecting, and keep living a life that's true to you. Principle 2. Count on yourself. Build your inner citadel. All right, Stoic warriors, let's dive into the second principle that Marcus Aurelius championed. Counting on yourself. This isn't about going it alone or rejecting help, but about recognizing that you are the ultimate captain of your ship. In the Stoic philosophy, self-reliance is key. It's about taking ownership of your actions, reactions, and personal growth. It's about trusting your gut, your judgment, and your ability to navigate life's twists and turns. Think of it like building an inner citadel, a place of strength and resilience that can withstand any storm. When you count on yourself, you tap into your inner resources, your wisdom, and your courage. You become less dependent on external validation and more grounded in your own values. Now, this doesn't mean you have to become a lone wolf. We all need support, guidance, and a helping hand from time to time. But ultimately, the responsibility for your life rests with you. So, how do you start counting on yourself? Take ownership. Own your choices, your mistakes, and your successes. Don't blame others or external circumstances for your situation. Trust your judgment. Learn to listen to your inner voice, your intuition. It's often wiser than you think. Build your skills, invest in yourself, learn new things, and develop your talents. The more competent you are, the more confident you'll become. Set boundaries. Don't let others dictate your life or your happiness. Learn to say no when necessary and protect your inner peace. As the great Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment." Counting on yourself is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and a willingness to face your fears and insecurities. But the rewards are immense. When you build that inner citadel, you become unshakable, unstoppable, and truly free. If you liked this video or found it useful, don't forget to hit the like button, share it with your family and friends, and write "keep it up" in the comments below. Thank you very much for your continued support. Principle 3. Show up every day. Embrace the power of persistence. Let's keep this stoic train rolling with principle number 3, showing up every day. This isn't about being a workaholic or burning yourself out. It's about consistency, dedication, and the quiet power of daily actions. Marcus Aurelius, our stoic emperor friend, was a big believer in this principle. He saw each day as a new opportunity to live in accordance with nature, to fulfill his duties, and to practice his virtues. He believed that true discipline wasn't about sporadic bursts of effort, but about the steady, unwavering commitment to showing up, day in and day out. Think of it like this. Your life is a masterpiece in progress, and each day is a brushstroke. Some days you might create bold, vibrant strokes, while other days might be more subtle and nuanced. But every stroke matters. Every day counts. In our modern world, with its endless distractions and instant gratification, showing up every day can be a real challenge. It's easy to get sidetracked, to procrastinate, or to simply give up when things get tough. But the Stoics teach us that true strength lies in persistence, in the refusal to quit, even when the going gets rough. So, how do you show up every day? Set realistic goals. Don't try to do too much at once. Start small, set achievable goals, and gradually increase the intensity as you build momentum. Create a routine. Establish a daily routine that incorporates your goals and values. This will help you stay on track and make your actions more automatic. Focus on the present. Don't dwell on past failures or worry about the future. Focus on what you can do today, right now, to move closer to your goals. Celebrate small wins. Don't wait for grand achievements to feel good about yourself. Celebrate every step forward, no matter how small. Find your why. What is your motivation for showing up every day? What is the deeper purpose behind your actions? Connecting with your why will fuel your persistence. As the legendary Maya Angelou once said, "Nothing can dim the light which shines from within." Showing up every day is about more than just checking tasks off a list. It's about cultivating a mindset of discipline, resilience, and unwavering commitment to your values. It's about embracing the journey, not just the destination. Now, this doesn't mean you have to be perfect. We all have off days, setbacks, and moments of weakness. But the key is to not let those moments derail you. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and get back in the game. Remember, showing up every day is a choice, a decision you make each morning when you wake up. It's a powerful act of self-love, self-respect, and self-belief. It's a way of honoring your potential and living a life that's true to your values. So, what are you waiting for? Start showing up today and watch as your life transforms into a masterpiece of discipline, purpose, and fulfillment. Principle 4. Embrace voluntary discomfort. Build resilience. Let's continue our Stoic philosophical journey with principle number 4, embracing voluntary discomfort. This isn't about deliberately making life difficult, but rather about preparing ourselves for life's ups and downs, fostering resilience, and deepening our appreciation for what we have. Marcus Aurelius, like many Stoics, believed that experiencing discomfort voluntarily helps steel the mind against times when life may force discomfort upon us. This could mean choosing to forgo certain luxuries, enduring physical challenges, or simply practicing self-denial in small, everyday decisions. The logic here is straightforward. If you're accustomed to hardship, sudden difficulties won't throw you off balance. You're training your resilience muscles, so to speak, ensuring you can face life's challenges with a calm and collected mind. But why embrace discomfort in a world that constantly strives to provide comfort? The answer lies at the heart of Stoic philosophy itself. Growth often happens at the edges of our comfort zones. By voluntarily stepping into less comfortable spaces, we not only test our mental and emotional limits, but also expand them. This practice isn't about self-punishment, but about shifting perspective from seeing comfort as a necessity to viewing it as a luxury we can do without if we choose. By practicing voluntary discomfort, you also cultivate gratitude. It's easy to take everyday comforts for granted, but when you live without them from time to time, you start to appreciate them more deeply. This could be as simple as skipping a meal, which might increase your appreciation for the food you have, or choosing to walk instead of drive, which might deepen your gratitude for movement and health. Moreover, voluntary discomfort connects us to the reality that many people involuntarily experience every day. This connection can foster empathy, humility, and a deeper understanding of the human condition, grounding us more firmly in the reality of the world we share with others. So, how can we incorporate this practice into our lives? Start small. Choose something manageable. Perhaps wake up an hour earlier than usual, reduce your technology use for a day, or take the stairs instead of the elevator. The key is not in the size of the discomfort, but in the regularity and intention behind it. Each act of voluntary discomfort is a step towards greater mental strength and self-discipline. This principle reminds us that life isn't about avoiding pain or seeking constant comfort. It's about growth, adaptation, and finding strength in the face of adversity. By embracing voluntary discomfort, we become more resilient and capable of handling whatever comes our way. As the Stoic philosopher Seneca once said, "We should live as if we were living in public. We should practice being agreeable to ourselves. We should accustom ourselves to being sufficient to ourselves." Principle 5. Master your perceptions. Control your reality. Let's delve into the fifth principle of Stoicism, mastering your perceptions. This principle is all about understanding that while we can't always control what happens to us, we can control how we perceive and react to those events. This is a game changer, folks, because it means we have the power to shape our own reality. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor and philosopher, was a big advocate of this principle. He believed that our perceptions are the lens through which we view the world, and that by mastering our perceptions, we can master our emotions and our lives. Think of it like this. You're the director of your own movie, and your perceptions are the camera. You can choose to focus on the positive, the beautiful, and the inspiring, or you can zoom in on the negative, the ugly, and the discouraging. The choice is yours. In today's world, with its constant barrage of information and opinions, it's easy to get caught up in negativity and lose sight of the good. But the Stoics teach us that we don't have to be victims of our circumstances. We can choose to see things differently, to find the silver lining in every cloud, and to create our own happiness. So, how do you master your perceptions? Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Notice how your perceptions shape your emotions and your actions. Challenge negative thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking negative thoughts, ask yourself if they are really true. Are there other ways to see the situation? Focus on what you can control. Don't waste your energy on things you can't change. Focus on your own actions, your own attitude, and your own choices. Look for the good. Train yourself to see the positive in every situation. Even in the midst of adversity, there is always something to be grateful for. Choose your perspective. Remember that you have the power to choose how you see the world. Choose to see it with optimism, hope, and gratitude. As the wise Viktor Frankl, a Holocaust survivor and psychiatrist, once said, "Everything can be taken from a man, but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way." Mastering your perceptions is a lifelong journey. It takes practice, patience, and a willingness to challenge your own assumptions and biases. But the rewards are immeasurable. When you master your perceptions, you master your emotions, your reactions, and ultimately, your life. This doesn't mean you become a Pollyanna, denying the existence of pain or suffering. It means you develop the resilience to face adversity with courage and grace, knowing that you have the power to choose your response. Remember, your perceptions create your reality. Choose to see the world through a lens of love, compassion, and understanding. Choose to focus on the good, the beautiful, and the true. And watch as your life transforms into a masterpiece of joy, peace, and fulfillment. If you liked this video or found it useful, don't forget to hit the like button, share it with your family and friends, and write "Keep it up" in the comments below. Thank you very much for your continued support. Principle 6. Ignore the naysayers. Trust your inner compass. Let's keep this Stoic train rolling with principle number 6. Ignoring the naysayers. This isn't about being arrogant or dismissive of feedback, but about cultivating a mental fortitude that allows you to stay true to your convictions and goals, even when faced with doubt or criticism from others. Marcus Aurelius, our Stoic emperor and philosopher friend, knew a thing or two about dealing with naysayers. As the leader of the Roman Empire, he faced his fair share of critics and doubters, but he understood that the opinions of others, especially those rooted in negativity or ill intent, were ultimately outside of his control. Think of it like this. You're on a journey, and the naysayers are like annoying mosquitoes buzzing around your head. You can let them distract you, drain your energy, and even make you question your path. Or you can swat them away and keep moving forward with confidence and determination. In today's world, with social media and the constant pressure to conform, It's easier than ever to get caught up in what others think. But the Stoics teach us that true freedom comes from within, from living in alignment with our own values and goals, regardless of what others say or do. So, how do you ignore the naysayers? Develop a thick skin. Don't take criticism personally. Remember that everyone is entitled to their opinion, but their opinion doesn't define you. Focus on your own values. What are your core principles? What are you striving for? Keep your eyes on the prize and don't let the naysayers distract you from your path. Surround yourself with positive people. Seek out those who support your dreams and encourage your growth. Their positive energy will help you stay motivated and focused. Trust your gut. If something feels right to you, go for it, even if others doubt you. Your intuition is often a better guide than the opinions of others. Learn from constructive criticism. While you should ignore baseless negativity, be open to constructive feedback that can help you improve and grow. As the wise Eleanor Roosevelt once said, "No one can make you feel inferior without your consent." Ignoring the naysayers isn't about being stubborn or refusing to listen to others. It's about having the discernment to distinguish between helpful feedback and toxic negativity. It's about having the courage to trust your own judgment and follow your own path, even when it's unpopular or unconventional. Remember, the naysayers are often projecting their own fears and insecurities onto you. Their negativity is a reflection of their own limitations, not yours. So, don't let them dim your light or steal your joy. Ignoring the naysayers is a powerful act of self-love and self-respect. It's a way of saying, "I am worthy, I am capable, and I will not let anyone else's negativity define me." So, rise above the noise, trust your inner compass, and keep shining bright. Principle 7. Emulate the wise, learn from the best. Let's continue our exploration of Stoic principles with number 7, emulating the wise. This isn't about blindly copying others, but about actively seeking out role models who embody the virtues we aspire to and learning from their example. Marcus Aurelius, our Stoic emperor and philosopher, was a big fan of this practice. Despite his own wisdom and accomplishments, he constantly sought out the wisdom of others, both past and present. He saw emulation not as a sign of weakness, but as a powerful tool for personal growth and development. Think of it like this. You're an apprentice, and the wise are your mentors. They've walked the path before you, faced similar challenges, and learned valuable lessons along the way. By observing their actions, their decisions, and their mindset, you can gain valuable insights and accelerate your own journey towards wisdom and virtue. In today's world, with its endless stream of information and influences, it can be hard to know who to trust and who to emulate. But the Stoics teach us to look for individuals who embody the core virtues of wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. These could be historical figures, contemporary leaders, or even fictional characters who demonstrate qualities we admire. So, how do you emulate the wise? Identify your role models. Who are the people you admire and respect? What qualities do they possess that you want to cultivate in yourself? Study their lives and teachings. Read their biographies, their writings, or their speeches. Learn about their struggles, their triumphs, and their philosophies. Observe their actions. How do they handle challenges? How do they make decisions? How do they treat others? Pay attention to their behavior and try to understand the underlying principles that guide them. Apply their wisdom to your own life. Don't just admire them from afar. take their lessons to heart and try to incorporate their wisdom into your own actions and decisions. Be selective. Not everyone who is successful or famous is necessarily wise. Choose your role models carefully, based on their character and their values, not just their achievements. As the great Albert Einstein once said, "The only source of knowledge is experience." Emulating the wise isn't about becoming a carbon copy of someone else. It's about learning from their experiences, their insights, and their mistakes. It's about taking the best of what they have to offer and using it to enhance your own life and character. Remember, the wise are not perfect. They are human beings, just like you, with their own flaws and shortcomings. But they have also cultivated wisdom and virtue through years of experience and reflection. By emulating them, you are tapping into a vast reservoir of knowledge and insight that can help you navigate life's challenges with greater ease and grace. So, seek out the wise, learn from their example, and let their wisdom guide you on your own path towards a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Principle 8. Practice delayed gratification. Master your desires. Let's continue our journey through Stoic principles with number 8. Practicing delayed gratification. This isn't about denying yourself pleasure, but about making conscious choices that prioritize long-term well-being and personal growth over short-term satisfaction. Marcus Aurelius, our Stoic emperor and philosophical guide, was a staunch advocate of this practice. He understood that we often face a choice between immediate gratification and lasting fulfillment. By choosing the latter, we cultivate discipline, patience, and a deeper understanding of our true desires. Think of it like this. You're at a crossroads, with one path offering instant pleasure and another offering a more challenging but ultimately more rewarding journey. The first path might seem tempting, but it often leads to fleeting happiness and regret. The second path requires patience and perseverance, but it leads to lasting satisfaction and a sense of accomplishment. In our modern world, with its emphasis on instant gratification and consumerism, practicing delayed gratification can be a radical act of rebellion. It's about resisting the urge to indulge in every whim and impulse, and instead making choices that align with our long-term goals and values. So, how do you practice delayed gratification? Set clear goals. What are you working towards? What do you want to achieve in the long run? Having clear goals will help you stay focused and motivated when faced with temptation. Identify your values. What is truly important to you? What principles guide your life? When you make decisions based on your values, you're more likely to choose long-term satisfaction over short-term pleasure. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your urges and cravings without judgment. Notice how they arise, how they feel in your body, and how they influence your thoughts and actions. Develop self-control. Learn to say no to temptations that don't serve you. This takes practice and discipline, but it's essential for mastering your desires. Find healthy alternatives. When you feel the urge to indulge in unhealthy behaviors, find alternative activities that are more aligned with your goals and values. For example, instead of binge-watching TV, go for a walk or read a book. As the wise Warren Buffett once said, "Price is what you pay, value is what you get." Practicing delayed gratification isn't about deprivation or self-denial. It's about making conscious choices that lead to greater happiness and fulfillment in the long run. It's about investing in yourself, your future, and your dreams. The benefits of this practice are numerous. Research has shown that people who are able to delay gratification tend to be more successful in their careers, have better relationships, and are generally happier and healthier. They are also less likely to engage in impulsive behaviors that can lead to regret and self-sabotage. Remember, delayed gratification is a skill that can be learned and developed over time. It takes practice, patience, and a willingness to challenge yourself. But the rewards are worth it. By mastering your desires, you gain control over your life, your choices, and your destiny. Principle 9. Review your day, reflect and refine. Let's delve into the ninth principle of Stoicism, reviewing your day. This isn't about dwelling on regrets or beating yourself up for mistakes, but about taking a mindful and reflective look at your thoughts, actions, and responses throughout the day. It's about assessing whether your behavior aligned with your values and the Stoic virtues of wisdom, justice, courage, and moderation. Marcus Aurelius, our Stoic emperor and philosophical mentor, was a dedicated practitioner of this daily review. He saw it as an essential tool for self-improvement and personal growth. By examining his day with a critical yet compassionate eye, he could identify areas where he had lived up to his ideals and areas where he had fallen short. Think of it like this. Your day is a manuscript, and the daily review is your editing process. You're not looking to scrap the whole thing, but to refine it, to make it better, to bring it closer to your vision of a masterpiece. You're looking for typos, inconsistencies, and areas where you can improve the flow and clarity of your writing. In our modern world, with its constant distractions and demands, it's easy to go through the day on autopilot, reacting to events without much thought or reflection. But the Stoics teach us that true wisdom comes from pausing, stepping back, and examining our lives with a mindful awareness. So, how do you review your day? Set aside time for reflection. Choose a time each day, perhaps in the evening before bed, to review your day. This could be as simple as 5 minutes of quiet contemplation or a more structured journaling practice. Ask yourself key questions. How did I respond to challenges today? Did I act in accordance with my values? What could I have done differently? Were there moments where I lost my temper or acted impulsively? Be honest and compassionate. Don't judge yourself harshly for your mistakes. Instead, approach your review with curiosity and a willingness to learn and grow. Focus on solutions, not problems. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, focus on what you can do differently next time. What actions can you take to align your behavior with your values? Celebrate your successes. Don't forget to acknowledge the moments where you lived up to your ideals. This will reinforce positive behaviors and boost your confidence. As the wise Confucius once said, by three methods we may learn wisdom. First, by reflection, which is noblest. Second, by imitation, which is easiest. And third, by experience, which is the bitterest. Reviewing your day is a powerful tool for self-awareness and personal growth. It allows you to take ownership of your actions, learn from your mistakes, and make conscious choices that align with your values. It's a way of holding yourself accountable, not to a harsh critic, but to your own highest potential. Remember, the daily review is not about achieving perfection. It's about progress, about continuously striving to become the best version of yourself. It's about living a life that is intentional, mindful, and aligned with your deepest values and aspirations. Principle 10. Reflect on your mortality. Live fully now. Let's wrap up our exploration of Stoic principles with a powerful and perhaps paradoxical one, reflecting on your mortality. This isn't about dwelling on death or becoming morbid, but rather about using the awareness of our finite time on Earth to live more fully and intentionally in the present moment. Marcus Aurelius, our Stoic emperor and philosophical guide, contemplated death often in his writings. He saw it not as something to fear, but as a natural part of life, a reminder of the preciousness of time and the importance of making the most of every day. Think of it like this. You're on a train journey with a destination unknown. You don't know when the train will reach its final stop, but you do know that the journey itself is valuable. By reflecting on your mortality, you become more aware of the fleeting nature of life and the importance of savoring each moment. In our modern world, with its emphasis on youth, longevity, and the pursuit of immortality, reflecting on death can be uncomfortable. But the Stoics teach us that embracing our mortality is not about giving up on life, but about living it more fully. It's about recognizing that every day is a gift and that we should cherish it accordingly. So, how do you reflect on your mortality? Contemplate the impermanence of life. Remind yourself that life is finite, that nothing lasts forever. This can help you appreciate the present moment and let go of attachments to things that don't truly matter. Meditate on death. Spend some time each day contemplating your own mortality. This might sound morbid, but it can actually be a liberating practice. It can help you prioritize what's truly important and live a life that is aligned with your values. Live in the present moment. Don't dwell on the past or worry about the future. Focus on what you can do today, right now, to make your life meaningful and fulfilling. Practice gratitude. Be thankful for the gift of life, for the people you love, for the experiences you have. Gratitude is a powerful antidote to fear and anxiety. Make the most of your time. Don't waste your precious time on things that don't matter. Pursue your passions, connect with loved ones, and make a positive impact on the world. As the wise Steve Jobs once said in his famous Stanford commencement speech, "Remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I've ever encountered to help me make the big choices in life. Because almost everything, all external expectations, all pride, all fear of embarrassment or failure, these things just fall away in the face of death, leaving only what is truly important." Reflecting on your mortality is not about being pessimistic or fatalistic. It's about being realistic and pragmatic. It's about recognizing the preciousness of life and using that awareness to live more fully, more intentionally, and more joyfully. Remember, death is not the opposite of life, but a part of it. By embracing our mortality, we paradoxically learn to live more fully. We learn to appreciate the present moment, to cherish our loved ones, and to make the most of the time we have been given. So, let the awareness of your mortality be a catalyst for living a life that is rich, meaningful, and full of purpose. And there you have it, folks. 10 powerful Stoic principles that can transform your life from the inside out. Remember, Stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions or becoming a stone-cold statue. It's about cultivating inner strength, wisdom, and resilience. It's about living a life of purpose, virtue, and fulfillment. Now, I'd love to hear from you. Which of these principles resonated with you the most? Have you tried applying any of them to your own life? What challenges have you faced? And how have you overcome them? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's create a community of Stoic learners and supporters where we can inspire and encourage each other on our journey towards a more meaningful and fulfilling life. Remember, the Stoic path is not a sprint, but a marathon. It takes time, effort, and dedication, but the rewards are immeasurable. So, keep practicing, keep learning, and keep growing. And always remember, you have the power within you to create a life of joy, peace, and tranquility, no matter what challenges you face.